Yankee. Are you there, Cliff? IBM on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times to break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Monthly meeting for the Boomer Amateur Radio Club is June 17th, Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Dallas Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. A ham radio license is not required to become a member. KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Citizen. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Good evening, Jeff.
N5AOW, good evening. I'm imagining you were out there chasing a little white ball all day today, or you had the boat out there on the lake. Maybe there's a combination of both, but who knows? Anyway, what's going on today, Bill?
AOW. Not a whole lot, Jeff. I had a couple of things that I was doing today, and something I was selling. Well, it was an outboard motor. Anyway, that was purchased, so I had a good day with that. Had planned on going out and playing nine holes, but I didn't get to do that. But that's okay. You know, I take the day as it goes, and we had good weather. Got a little cloudy, a little sunshine, but it cleared up and it was pretty nice. So, anyway, it turned out to be a very good day. Overall, I think I got a few things done that I didn't expect to do. And probably, I got a little bit more tomorrow, but you know, I'm just taking advantage of the good weather when it comes. When it's not, I'm fully prepared to do inside chores and things and whatever I need to catch up on. So, with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. You're sounding good this evening. N5AOW.
Okay, Bill. Well, too bad you couldn't get out there on the golf course, but I guess you had a outboard motor to sell. You gotta jump on that body, right? It must be not easy to sell, I would imagine. A lot of people would vote, they buy them, and they say, the old saying is, the happiest day of their life is when they bought the boat, and the second happiest day of their life is when they sold the boat. And so, I'm glad you sold it, and that's good. Well, maybe tomorrow. They're supposed to be up in 80 tomorrow, they're saying. And, even higher on Sunday. So one of them 2 days, you can get out there and take my holes around, and beautiful weather for it. We're up here at camp tonight, we're here tonight and tomorrow, and it's pretty much the boys' weekend here. My sons are up here, and all their friends are coming up tomorrow. Well, not all, but two or three of them are coming up tomorrow, and we're going to basically do some Tom Sawyer kind of stuff, I guess, go out there and do some fishing and stomping around outdoors. Alright, well, we'll probably catch up with you tomorrow night if you're going to do the net on Saturday. So you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black Earth Valley Service Network. We're checking. KC2WI. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. Well, your signal sounds great, better than it did last couple times, and there's no hum on the back on your signal there, so either you're somewhere else or you fixed that post by yours or something else. What's going on today?
Oh, I'm just on the other radio. The only thing I fixed in the front was, I didn't really fix completely, but I improved the RFI from my router and stuff. I scrounged up some of the toroids I scrounged out of computer power supplies and kind of, you know, got a few, turned the wire through a few of them, and it's not perfect, but boy, it dropped it. It dropped, well, the meters on these things aren't all that accurate, but, you know, like from S5 to 7 on some frequencies down to now S3, so I can turn the squelch all the way up and have the thing scan, and it generally doesn't break the squelch where it was before, so I think I'm going to invest in some proper ferrite chokes. Gonna cost $20 or $30 probably, but I think that'll clear most of it up. So that's the only work I did in the front there. I gotta pull that power supply out, I guess, and you know, see what's going on with it. I'm sure it's maybe bad filtering or something, and I can fix that. Just came back from the Black River Valley repeater site. I had attempted to get in. Talked to Frank the other day, and he came up with some keys that he wasn't sure if it was the right one or not. And it wasn't, so I didn't get to do anything up there, but on the way back I made a couple of contacts on 17 meters, W1AW, /4 in Alabama. Yeah, I did talk to them. And then I just had a nice chat on the way down the hill with a station in Florida. I didn't write it down, of course. N4 something. So the repeater checking will have to wait, and maybe Bob will get up there before I do. I did talk to him the other day, asked him what's happening with a Boonville stuff. He said, well, he doesn't have the icons back yet, so that'll be a little while, but hopefully that won't be too long. Other than that, not too much going on. I really kind of didn't get anything done today. I should have stuck with the original plan, which was to go up to the repeater in the morning, go into town, get some computers that were dropped off, and maybe go around and stop by a couple of the garage sales. There's a couple out. So I made a kind of a loop from Melville to the repeater or the other way. Not that I really need to buy anything, but, you know, you just never know sometimes. I mean, I found really...
Tuesday is Buffalo, Wednesday is Syracuse, and Thursday is Rochester. There is an auction down Waverly on Fridays, but... It's 200 miles each way. It's a long way to go. It's right there on the border of Pennsylvania. It's just too far to go. He can't do 4 auctions a week. I can't.
Roger that. I completely understand. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, and yeah, I kind of feel, at least up here, that it's going to be cool tonight. We're already talking about trying to get the wood stove going here at some point, and, you know, nothing crazy, but just to keep it from getting too chilly in here tonight. We didn't have the wood be cut here. A few times we've been up here. I guess we are, reserve a fire.
All
right. Thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. K2ZMZ, Jack. Been a while. How you doing?
Well, fair to the middle, I guess. Yeah, we've been out of the weather for a couple of weeks, for about a week here anyways. But, other than that, beautiful day today down this way, I know that. In the upper 60s, might have been into the low 70s, I didn't really check too much, I didn't allow it all. And right now we're 62.4. Don't know what the weather is like. I didn't even check it today on the internet. So, have fun at your place there, and we'll catch you again. 7-3 is to all. KA2-0-0.
All right, Jack. Well, it was your kind of day out. It was cool for most of the day. I wouldn't say cold, but it was 60s and maybe touched the lower 70 degrees up here in Boonville. But there was no humidity, and every once in a while that sun will go away, you get some clouds, and it was definitely cooler weather here. It wasn't hot. Well, I'm glad you're back on, and hopefully you're feeling better. And we'll catch up with you here on one of these nights. All right, this is KD2AIT, looking for checking.
KB2KOJ for Octane, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Currently on the 145.17. Stations for Octane, come now, please.